This is Shots Gotta Fall, the Penn State basketball podcast. Introducing your hosts. They were once nitwits, and they have now graduated to professional dimwits. Here are Steve, Travis, and Evan Smith.
Welcome, one and all, to a very special Big Ten tournament edition of Shots Gotta Fall, the premier, the best, the only Penn State basketball podcast. My name is Steve Travis. I'm riding solo for this recap of last night's Big Ten tournament first round matchup between Penn State and Michigan, and what is ultimately going to end up being a preview of the of tonight's matchup in the second round. Penn State, as the 11 seed, plays the Indiana Hoosiers, the 6 seed, tonight. Why and how did they advance past the first round? Well, that's what I'm here to talk about a little bit. Penn State ultimately wins the first round matchup against Michigan by a very ugly final score of 66-57. One of those games that Penn State didn't really do all they could necessarily to dominate the game and put Michigan away entirely, but also one of those games where you never really felt that Michigan was all that threatening to Penn State. They just couldn't really put any real cohesive runs together and stretch them out over the course of the matchup. It's kind of breaking down kind of how this game worked itself out. You went through the first, I'd say, 10 minutes of the game, and it was kind of a slogfest. A lot of turnovers, a lot of missed jump shots. Both teams not shooting super well from the field to start. And I guess part of that could be chalked up to the fact that, you know, it's a new building for both of these teams. You know, aside from shoot around prior to the game, they'd never shot in this building before. So I think there's a certain bit of a kind of feeling out process. Both teams were kind of just trying to get used to the way the ball bounced and the sight lines and all that sort of stuff. But you got to a point where it was tied at 20, about halfway through the first half. But then Penn State ultimately went on a 13-2 run to close the first half, largely led on the efforts of Zach Hicks, who really had a phenomenal night for the Nittany Lions on Wednesday night. He ended up shooting 6 for 11 from 3 overall for the game, and he had a bunch of threes in the final 5 minutes of that first half, three of them coming in the final 4 minutes and 5 seconds. That helped Penn State go on a 13-2 run to close, to get into the locker room at a score of 33-22. I remember watching the game, and the Peacock analysts, the analysts on Peacock, were talking about how, you know, Michigan's not quite out of this yet. You know, they just need Doug McDaniel to get going. You know, he had no points going into the locker room. If Doug McDaniel just gets going, Michigan can hang right back into this game. And as you get into the second half, there was a period there. Michigan goes on a 7-0 run on its own, and they pull it to within 4 points. About 5 minutes into the second half. You got to have Ace Baldwin and Nick Curran doing their best to kind of start a little run for Penn State. But then you get back-to-back possessions again by Hicks, a three and then a kind of a 10-foot jumper. That turns a 7-point lead into a 12-point lead. And then you get to a point, Michigan kind of cuts it back a little bit with about 6.5 to go. They cut it to 8. And who comes down the floor and hits a three to quickly get it back up to double digits? Of course, it's Zach Hicks. So once Penn State gets up by 11 with about 6 minutes to go, Michigan never gets it down below single digits, and the game is just pretty much over at this point. So it really became the Zach Hicks show. His final line on the night, I mentioned, 6 of 11 from 3, 7 of 14 from the field. That's 20 points. That's a season high for Zach Hicks with a plus minus of 19 on the night. By far the best player to step on the floor for the Nittany Lions on the night. I throw in an assist as well, along with seeing 6 rebounds on the defensive end. Ace Baldwin also had a great night, 17 points for him, 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, including 6 of 8 from the line. Also throw in 6 assists and 3 steals for the now Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. That's a great performance from him. Kudus Wahab continues to do his best. My co-host always talks about trying to get him 10 touches. He fell just shy of that, had 8, 3 of 8 from the field, but he did make 11 trips to the free throw line, hitting 7 of them for a total of 13 points on the night. So you had a really good effort from those three players. Not a whole lot of contributions outside of those three. Puff Johnson had 7 points, one of six shooting. Nick Kern, one of three shooting for 6 points. He was also 4-4 from the line. Puff Johnson, 5-5 from the free throw line. Demetrius Lilly in limited minutes in his return. He played 5 minutes, got 3 points, actually finished with a +5. Problem is he wore a back brace for the majority of the second half, so there's some questions about his availability and his status for tonight's game against the Hoosiers, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Leo Aboyo got the bulk of backup minutes in the second half in 7 minutes. Not much of a scoreline for him. Picked up a foul and also an assist. So your starting five pretty much did enough, and you had really pretty strong contributions from Zach Hicks, as we talked about. Ace Baldwin, a good offensive night as a whole. Totals for Penn State, 38.3% shooting. That's not great, but 7 of 17 from beyond the arc. Obviously, 6 of those coming on the heels of Zach Hicks. 23 of 29 from the free throw line. So, again, for this Penn State team, it comes down to can you make threes and can you make free throws? If shots fall, no pun intended, Penn State ultimately has a good shot at coming out with a victory. For Michigan, though, just again, another poor night, another poor offensive night to cap what has been a series of them for the Michigan Wolverines. They end the season on a 9-game losing streak. 34.5% overall from the field for the Wolverines, 4 of 18 from 3, 13 of 18 from the free throw line. Terrence Williams led all Wolverines with 15 points of 5-9 shooting. Terrace Reed Jr. with 12, Namari Burnett with 11. The aforementioned Doug McDaniel, only 7 points on like 3 of 12 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. You have to wonder what the status is of many of these Michigan players, and certainly you have to wonder the status of their coach, Juwan Howard, following this really abysmal end to what has been a disappointing season for Michigan. So Penn State moves on 66-57 again, the final. Their reward for moving on in the Big Ten tournament is playing against the Indiana Hoosiers on Thursday night. Another tip-off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. This time, though, it is on terrestrial television on the Big Ten Network. So you don't have to search for your apps to be able to watch this game. Penn State enters the night now 16-16 on the year. They are at the 500 mark, a chance to go over with a win against the Hoosiers tonight. An interesting matchup against Indiana. This is not the same Indiana team that Penn State faced earlier this season, both at Assembly Hall and at the Bryce Jordan Center. There is one notable addition to the Hoosiers that was not present the last time that these two teams faced off against each other, that being Indiana point guard Xavier Johnson. He has been with the Hoosiers, returning from injury, ever since Penn State's defeat of the Hoosiers on February 24th. In those four games since that defeat, Indiana has gone 4-0 with wins against Wisconsin at home, Maryland on the road, Minnesota on the road, and lastly, Michigan State at home. Those are four fairly good teams that Indiana has beaten with their point guard, Xavier Johnson. So, again, you have the same kind of makeup of the Indian Hoosiers. You know what you're going to get. Very high turnover team. They're still 13th in the Big Ten in turnover percentage. Still dead last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage. Still top of the marks in a two-point shooting percentage. But bottom of the pack in three-point shooting percentage as well. They are 11th in the conference coming into this matchup. So a team that will get most of their baskets from inside the arc and, in fact, get most of their buckets from the paint. How Xavier Johnson factors into this matchup will be very crucial for Indiana. Also, if you recall from the last matchup at the Bryce Jordan Center, Khalil Ware got into foul trouble. He hardly played much of that second half. He's a key point and a key contributor for the Hoosiers as well. We saw Trey Galloway again in that game against Michigan State icing his knee in the second half. He did not return after sustaining an injury in the first half. His status for this game is questionable. So we'll have to see how much or how little Trey Galloway sees the court on Thursday night in Minneapolis. Look, it's a tough matchup. KenPom says Penn State has a slight edge. They are giving Penn State a 76-75 victory, but only a 53% chance of pulling this out. The betting lines from Vegas, as we're recording, give Penn State also, mark Penn State also as a slight favorite, giving them a point and a half favorites, the 11 seed facing the 6 seed Indiana Hoosiers. It's not on paper a bad matchup for Penn State. We mentioned, again, they turn the ball over a lot. That fits right into Penn State's hands. They don't make a lot of threes. That is something that can certainly help Penn State. The status of their press defense usually results in some guys open from beyond the arc. So if they're not hitting from beyond the arc, as Indiana tends to not, that also tends to help Penn State a little bit. Deficiency at the free throw line also helps Penn State. They have a tendency sometimes, especially when they get into trouble, to get a little handsy down low, and that can send some opponents to the free throw line. Well, if your opponents are shooting 63% from the stripe, that may not burn you as much as it will against some other teams. So the keys for Penn State is just going to be the same as the keys they were against Michigan, in my opinion. Got to hit your threes, and you got to limit your opponent's trips to the free throw line. But if they can themselves in Penn State get to the stripe by 20, 25 times like they did against Michigan, and if they can limit Indiana's proficiency from beyond the arc and at the free throw line in line with their season averages, I think Penn State is a good shot of pulling off at least the seeding upset here, the 11 beating the 6. But I do fear, at least, that it's very difficult to beat a team three times over the course of the season. Now, this Penn State team, historically, has done it. They did it last year, if you recall. They beat Illinois thrice, including, again, in the Big Ten tournament last year, en route to a championship game appearance where they ultimately fell to the Purdue Boilermakers. They also did it in 2018 against the Ohio State Buckeyes. They beat that team three times en route to a trip to the semifinals in that year's Big Ten tournament before, again, ultimately losing to Purdue. So can Lightning strike three times? Can they defeat the Indiana Hoosiers for a third time? Maybe it's a really good matchup for Penn State. They're able to exploit it, and they're able to get the victory. My personal prediction is no. I think this is where the season stops for Penn State. I think they'll put up a good effort. I think they'll come out pretty hot. In fact, they may go into the locker room with a halftime lead. But I think the tired legs get a hold of them in the second half. Indiana kind of takes hold. They use the returning Xavier Johnson to kind of propel themselves to victory. I see Indiana pulling this out, ending the Penn State season at 16-17. I do have a prediction here from my co-host. I'm going to read it in full. He sent it to me via text message not too long ago. So this is a quote from Evan Smith as to his prediction for the evening. Penn State has a great chance to make one of those patented Big Ten tournament runs. We remember the 2011 run to the championship game, Pat's first deep why not us run, and the tournament at MSG beating OSU for a third time, and of course, just last year where we were the last team of the year, Purdue defeated. Penn State took care of Michigan last night, providing Ace Baldwin almost two entire minutes on the bench. It's likely Penn State will start out strong, having already played a game, but Indiana will have the ability to wear down the Nittany Lions as jump shots will likely start clanging off the front of the rim in the second half. Barring an unexpected CBI invitation and acceptance, the Nittany Lions season will come to a close tonight. That is Evan Smith's prediction. So he is also picking an Indiana win and coming off the heels of 10 consecutive correctly picked games for Penn State by Evan Smith. Unfortunately, that is not a good sign if my co-host is picking the Indiana Hoosiers to win this matchup as well. Look, I hope we're both wrong. I hope we're coming back to you tomorrow afternoon, talking to you about a great Indiana win here and looking forward to a quarterfinals matchup against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I think it's just going to be pretty tough for the Penn State and Nittany Lions to maintain that energy over 40 minutes and shut the Hoosiers down for a third consecutive time. So we're keeping it short this week, under 20 minutes, under 15 minutes even. So recap of Michigan and a preview of Indiana for you really quick so you can listen to it on your drive home on Thursday evening. We will be back in one form or another on Friday to recap Indiana and, if necessary, preview a quarterfinal matchup against the Cornhuskers. if we do, then we'll just keep coming back. Keep coming back as long as Penn State is participating in this Big Ten tournament. And then we'll come back with a more final close of the season to wrap it all up this weekend on a more normal schedule for Shots Gotta Fall. But until we speak to you tomorrow, my name is Steve Travis. He on the phone was Evan Smith. We will speak to you soon. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody.